Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Well, hello, you lovely listeners, and welcome to the show. You're all looking very attractive today, actually, I've got to tell you, haven't they, Dave?
They are, they're looking fabulous. We can see you through the airwaves, you know.
Oh, yes, we can.
That was Queen with Radio Gaga.
I do like a bit of Gaga.
Kind of like kind of in old people's music, isn't it? Radio Gaga.
Yeah, all we hear is...
What?
What?
I am not Gaga, you know.
Hey, have you heard about that chicken therapy? You know, an old lady.
Yes,
it's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was on that People Power where people go... They take chickens into old people's home and they sit with a chicken on their knee and apparently it makes them happy.
That must just...
No, it's not a joke.
No, it does. It's just proper... I'll tell you something, that must just happen in the South, because if they did that in Cumbria or Newcastle, they'd just neck them.
I think it was up north, actually.
It was in Newcastle.
Chicken therapy. Down south, it'd be a cat or something.
Oh, yeah, it would be something like that.
A petting cat.
Yeah, a petting pussy.
Yeah. But you get petting cafes, don't you?
Yeah, whatever that means.
Well, they just lend you a cat so you can sit and stroke it while you have your coffee and chill out.
Well, yeah, but you just end up getting hair in your tea.
Well, you do know if you have a well-kept cat. Because your cat's got the mange.
I'm
running around, like a running around looking like a loofah with eczema.
That's next door's cat. It's not mine. Just moved in and all.
Another bloody thing bit me. Anyway, hello,
welcome
to the Hairy Rock Show.
Yes, you're here. We're here. We're all, and it's all set for a wonderful, wonderful show. We've got some great music. We've got some great stuff, and it's all good.
The Hairy Bikers
and the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Well, that was great. That was the Temperance Movement and all the rain.
Oh, why? Did we film the Temperance Bar once, didn't we?
Yeah, it was crap.
It was all right. We went home with our own bottle of dandelion and burdock.
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla!
Sarsaparilla! I'd like some sarsaparilla, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Temperance bars were big up north back in the day.
Yeah, why?
Well, because, northerners were all drunken bums, aren't we?
Oh, well...
We needed straightening out by temperance and clean living.
Yeah, but they were burnt out.
However, there's still some temperance bars up north. We can go for a nice glass of sarsaparilla with nice people.
You know, there's a village that's built on Quaker land up in Northumberland, right? And it's called Stocksfield, and there's not a pub within the boundaries of Stocksfield. What a terrible place to
live. Dirty, evil places.
Evil.
Evil. Anyway, it's our Hairy Barbie now, and we're going to do a shashlik. And a shashlik... It's got to be like the ultimate lamb kebab, really.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just there's so many euphemisms that you could be.
Shashlik?
No, you know, your Hairy Barbie and a shashlik.
Well, the series that
lick
begs
my
to be
shash.
The series that begs to be made is Us in Australia.
Yes.
Hairy Down Under.
You see,
got to be done.
It's got to be done, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're Down Under and Hairy.
Hairy
yeah.
Tasmania.
Yeah. Oh, God. Any more ideas? Hey, listen, this is a good one. So listen, write in with some programme ideas because it'll be good and we won't have to pay you.
Anyway, shashlik. Shashlik, you can use meat combinations, but we're going out for lamb on this one. We can be cubed lamb, beef or pork. And we cooked shashlik in Russia, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
It was flipping good.
In St. Petersburg, in a lady's dacha.
Oh, I tell you what. Yeah, you see, even Hairy Barbies have a dacha.
But they've got like these square barbecues that are built just for shashliks.
They were brilliant.
And the barbecue's just the length of the skewer. And they've got notches all the way along, and your skewer's a square. So the square skewer sits in the notch, and you turn it over one square side to the other square side.
It's brilliant.
Thus, the kebab cooks perfectly on all sides.
Evenly, perfectly, beautiful colour, tastes wonderful, and you don't die.
And your marinade is olive oil, white wine, cider vinegar, onion, garlic, crumbled bay leaves, paprika, cloves and cinnamon.
What's not to love, David? What's not to love?
And this recipe, which is free on the Planet Rock website, we've got dips and sauces for serving.
Yes, we do.
With sour cream dip mixed together in a plum sauce.
Oh, lovely.
It's very good. You've got good value for this one.
It is. It's lush.
But who does not love a kebab?
Nobody.
A barbecue.
No. You know what? Kebabs introduced me to salad.
E. Geordie Culture, eh? Listen, volume 21.
I kind of take the credit.
Get your nipper eating salad. Take it and buy it a Donna. And as long as he doesn't get the green stuff out of it, he'll be getting all the vitamins he needs to see him through before working in the pit. Oh, dear, we haven't got any pits to work in anymore.
Not now. It's all call centres.
Oh, we must get Lindisfarne to write a song about it.
They have. Yes. I tell you, this.
Stingle write a rock opera about the poverty in the northeast.
No, they
from
did.
His villa in Italy.
Yeah, they did. Him and what's his gob? What do you call him? Thingy. Oh, it was something like, I don't know, it was like the Blue River Tane or something like that. And it was, he lives in Amstead and Sting has...
Jimmy Nail, wasn't it?
Jimmy Nail, that's it, yeah. Anyway, never mind, you cannot win them all, can you?
But you're still there, aren't you, you little Geordie poop-poops?
Yes, I am,
you are still there. You're still there.
I'm still there, yes.
You're still there, up to your armpits in peas, pudding and stotty.
Yeah, and saveloy sandwiches.
Ah, you love it.
I do.
Bog on the town, it's all his.
It's not.
This is our third Barbie recipe. Now, first week was the stuffed chicken with Cumberland sausage and sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes.
Second one was the lamb burgers with tzatziki.
Yeah.
And it's a shashlik. Put those three recipes together, you have one humdinger of a barbecue.
You flip and do.
Recipes free on the Planet Rock website.
With beer.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Time for one of your wonderful emails. Now, remember, you can write to us via the Planet Rock website. We do get your emails, we do read them, and we love them. So keep them coming.
Definitely.
Go on, Mr. King.
Well, this one's from Martin Gray. Hiya, Martin. How are you going? And the subject is the TT. And he says, hi, Si and Dave. Oh, yeah, as you are the Hairy Bikers, have you ever been to the Isle of Man TT?
Have we not?
Oh, we've ridden it, mate.
We've been loads, yes.
Oh, yeah, we've been loads.
I've been in the air ambulance when I come off on Mad Sunday. We've done it, felt it, tasted it, and paid the bills. I'm still healing up.
Yeah, he's still healing up, and he cannot look at a bad pub. He cannot look at a kipper bap straight in the face, can you, mate? And also, yes, not only did we do that on Mad Sunday, we were the daft lads to be seen riding the course on two monkey bikes, which was a very interesting state of affairs, I have to tell you.
But it is
you.
One of the best festivals and parties in the world. Well, if people didn't get killed, it'd be perfect.
They would. But Martin Gray goes on to say, our Martin, he says, these men and women are true racers, and I'm always amazed when watching them race around the course. Thanks for a great show, Martin. Well, thanks, Martin. Yes, I just think there is something quintessentially raw and original about the Isle of Man TT motorcycle races and the men and women that do that. Because fundamentally, they were risking their lives for that sport, and it's a passion for them. So it's always worth, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
It's always worth supporting them because they're a good bunch.
How many bikers go over there? Is it something like 30,000?
Yeah, something like that. It's
the best party ever. And Bush's beer tent on Douglas Prom. Oh, it's just epic. The bands, the music, the camaraderie. Never any trouble. I absolutely love it. But the thing is, TT only ever falls, really, when it's in our middle of our filming season. So the last time I got to go there was when Kingy had his aneurysm. So every cloud has a silver lining. Really.
Yes, absolutely.
I had a cracking week.
Yeah, a lovely week while I was in hospital in intensive care. It was great.
You weren't. I waited till you were off the danger list.
Yes, you did. You brought us a pork pie. That's true.
And a programme.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
I'd show you
true.
What you'd missed.
Yeah.
Hey, but no, we love the two. We'd had some great times, haven't we?
I have.
We did some stuff with the Joy Dunlop Foundation. It was, you know, Joy was one of the greatest road races of all time. We helped out with one of his charities building a house there. But there was one night we went to a benefit night.
Oh, no.
And it was one of those charity auctions. And I bid £400 and I bought, like, you know, those kind of adverts that wrap around the course with like Goodyear tyres and everything.
Mm.
And it was one of those banners that was about 20 foot long and been signed by all the riders.
Yeah.
So I paid £400 for that. So I rolled it under my arm, drunk in the night. And we went for a wee against a skip. Yeah. Except I was in the skip.
Yeah. And I weed up his leg.
He weed up my leg. And I just said, you're weeing on me. And he went, oh, sorry, dude. And it was like, it's just the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, though, you see, the thing is, though, but also what he's not telling you is when we unfold the banner, it was for Kanga Pants.
It was not for Kanga Pants. It was pretty good, actually. It was on the final straight. Anyway, it was a good bit of memorabilia. Well, we love the TT.
I would do.
Been there and we bought half the course.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.